Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Those forced flight cancellations, they are officially in effect, and both DFW and Love Field are involved. KRLD's Russell Scott is at DFW Airport.
Here at DFW Airport, the line's not too long. The people coming through the line's packed with patience.
I had 4 delays on my flight coming here, but I was able to make my connecting flight because they held the plane for me.
I showed up early, but seems to be just fine.
I'm hoping nothing gets messed up.
I was worried, and that's why I put an early flight. And in view of everything that's going on, I'm very grateful that I did that.
A couple of people told me they've already been notified that their flight out Sunday has been canceled, and they have already rebooked. From DFW Airport, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
And we want to give you the latest from the airports. We have seen 62 flights canceled today out of DFW Airport. What's interesting is a big chunk of those are Envoy Air, the American Airlines smaller carrier. They've seen 138 delays. 98 delays today at Love Field, now just hit 100. And 18 flights canceled when you're going through TSA security. Still, the longest lines are going to be at terminals C and D. So if you can go through A, B, or E, go through security there and then catch the tram to go to your gate. And if you're at Love Field, as Russell said, you need to pack your patience because the wait to get through TSA at Love Field right now is running 45 minutes just to get through TSA.
Wow. You know, a former teacher and football coach in the Salina ISD has actually been arrested for a third time.
26-year-old Caleb Elliott has been arrested again after a new warrant for the sexual performance of a child. It's the third arrest for secretly recording boys in a locker room. Salina police say the latest arrest stems from their continued investigation into Elliott's actions in the Moore Middle School locker room. They claim Elliott would ask victims to perform activities while they were naked or partially clothed. Elliott was initially arrested last month and is already facing charges for invasive visual recordings and the possession of child pornography. Elliott allegedly recorded images of more than 30 boys in the locker room. Investigators found images of dozens of students on his phone. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
His biggest airlines are being forced to cancel 10% of their flights, and you know why. The condensed version: the ongoing government shutdown has resulted in air traffic controllers not getting paid, so a lot of them aren't coming into work. And the ones that are exhausted. And so to prevent that exhaustion from leading to a catastrophe, they're cutting back on the number of flights. And here we are, with 40 of the country's biggest airports impacted.
These are major airports, the busiest in the country. Atlanta, Washington, New York, Chicago, Dallas, Denver, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, to name a few. This will impact cargo carriers, passenger airlines, even private jets.
That is CBS transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
The move came as a bit of a surprise to airlines. They had to scramble to comply with just 48 hours between when the order was issued and when they needed to have these reductions in place.
And they are in place now. The airlines trying to notify passengers on the flights that have been impacted, in many cases offering full refunds. Now, the situation is going to vary from airport to airport around the country. KRLD's Russell Scott, he is at DFW this morning and joins us right now. And I was listening earlier, Russell, you were saying that at least where you are located, it wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't bad at all. And most of the people I talked to said that, you know, they came in with their fingers crossed. Most of them said they got there a little bit early because they were anticipating big crowds. Didn't take long at all for most of them to get through the TSA lines. And, you know, I did talk to a couple of people who said they were flying into DFW and that they had been notified that their flight leaving Sunday night was going to be compromised in some way, put off, or they weren't sure what was going to happen. So they did rebook their flight out. And then I talked to a couple of people, one lady who was going to Ohio, and she was afraid she was going to get stuck there Sunday night. And a lady who was going to Puerto Rico said she got here really early this morning because she just figured that that was going to be one of the flights delayed, and it wasn't. So most of the people were in a pretty good mood and willing to kind of just tamp down the anxiety and roll with things, at least this morning where I was.
Is that everyone just putting on a happy face and saying, hey, you know, I can only control what I can control?
One of the guys told me, he went, you know, I'm a pretty easygoing guy. I'm not going to let this affect me, which I wanted to look at some of the other travelers and go, listen to this guy, listen to this guy.
Exactly.
But it was interesting that one lady in line waiting to go through TSA told me, I think this is a manufactured crisis. The lady behind her said, well, not really, because I had to rebook my flight into Dallas four different times before I finally got here. So it depends on what side you're looking at it from. But most of the people, nobody was in a bad mood. Everybody was just had their fingers crossed, and things were moving relatively smoothly at Terminal C, Gate 7.
Good enough. Russell, thank you very much. Appreciate it. KRLD's Russell Scott out at DFW. And as we said, if 90% of the flights are, well, let's say they're canceling 10%.
Yeah.
So that means 1 in 10 is going to get screwed out of this and have to rebook their flights, and it's going to be a nightmare. But that means 9 out of 10. And if you're in that 9 out of 10, it might be just like a normal day at the airport.
I talked to a guy who flew in from California to Dallas yesterday, and I said, how was it? Just because I was worried about this. And he said in Burbank is where he flew out of. Yeah, there was some problems. He said, mm-hmm. I had some problems getting out of there. It was delayed and so on. Once I hit Dallas, though, I got into Dallas easily. I got through everything. I didn't notice a lot of crowds and got in the Uber easily and drove down here.
My daughter's flying out this afternoon.
Okay, you worried? Is she worried?
They've both been home for about a month visiting, and we picked a great day to book them to fly out. Well, you know, who knew back then?
No.
So, you know, we'll see. Flight's supposed to leave at 5:30, an American flight. Fingers crossed.
I'll tell you this. I love that one guy's attitude. You know, I'm an easygoing guy. I'm just going to go with the flow.
I'll tell you another good
attitude. That's the way to do it.
I heard someone, I think it was in Boston, saying when she goes through TSA, when she finally gets up there and goes through, she's going to thank every one of them.
Hallelujah. Do that.
For being there.
Absolutely. Because these guys, let's be honest. Would you go to work if you didn't get your paycheck?
I know.
And it was, and you didn't know when you were going to get your paycheck again because of the way this is going.
It's been, we're entering the sixth week of this now.
And they got half of one. They don't, a full paycheck they're missing now.
Still trying to process the tragedy that unfolded in Frisco early yesterday morning, culminated in the suicide of defensive end Marshawn Nealand. Cowboys insider Bobby Belt with 105.3 The Fan. He says Nealand was one of the most popular guys in that locker room.
Very sweet, kind-hearted, very gentle individual in the year and a half that he was here. And so this is a shock, I think, for a lot of people. But I mean, it's not something that was completely without, you know, it's warning signs, I guess. So this is something where, you know, it's been reported out there, but he did have, you know, some mental health issues and struggles throughout his time in college at Western Michigan. It was something that, you know, he had really taken head on, but this was something that existed in his history, in his past, and unfortunately culminated in what was just a great tragedy and something that I think a lot of Cowboys players, coaches, staff are just really going to be hurting, you know, during over the bye week.
But he says that while the Cowboys knew of the problems Neyland had dealt with in the past, they may not have been aware that those problems never really went away.
It's very sobering, and then there are so many different things to say about it. They all sound like cliches, but they're cliches for a reason, and it's because of just how universal the feeling seems to be when something like this happens, which is shock, and how could it be him? And, you know, he always seemed, you know, so bright and had this big smile and so charismatic and happy and all these different things. And the reality is that a lot of times those are, you know, we hear those stories very frequently about these sort of endings, is that, you know, they always put on a happy face and they, you know, oftentimes we hear they didn't want to be a burden to others or whatever else. And so this is one that I know the Cowboys were aware of some of the struggles that he had. I don't think they were aware how advanced things had gotten recently. I think they thought that it was more under control than it ended up being, obviously.
And how will the team deal with it, his teammates? Well, a lot of that's going to fall on the coaching staff.
The Cowboys are in a really fortunate position to have the coaching staff they do. Brian Schottenheimer and Aaron Whitecott, the defensive line coach, and Nick Sorensen, the special teams coach, and on and on. The entire coaching staff is very much about these players and who they are as people and pouring into their lives. And so I think that if you're talking about this sort of a situation, you've got to be very grateful that you have the coaches that you do, because this is the sort of thing that they've tried to become a family for, these kind of moments where they can weather them.
Yeah, he's right about that. I was talking about that with you off air yesterday, yeah, that there's no better person probably, and I know he doesn't want to deal with this, but that he could probably deal with this in a graceful manner.
And Shotty. Brian Schottenheimer. I think we all knew from the beginning, this guy's a real player's coach.
Yeah, he gets to know
you.
They
love him.
He wants that family. And I think he's done – that's the one thing that you hear so many times from players. I don't know if it's better than it was last year, but they say it's definitely different, and they like it because it's – he feels like you want to win for that guy.
Right.
High energy.
If you've got anything to add to this, you've got anything you'd like to share, 945-766-1080, K-Post Roofing text line. I know the Broncos had a moment of silence in honor of Marshawn Neyland last night. They played in Denver against the Raiders on the Thursday night game. Apparently there were some – it wasn't complete silence. I guess there were some hecklers.
That's ridiculous.
Some people yelling stupid things.
You know, one of the things I hear a lot from players and so on that talk about this. I know we're going to hear a little later on from some, but football players are probably, you think about it, they're taught, toughen up, get up there, get back in the fight, you know, find it somewhere deep down inside and get through this. They're probably the most ill-equipped people to handle some of this stuff, and they're the ones that probably need it the most. Because it's okay to talk to somebody, but they don't want to admit that.
No.
That sucks.
That's weakness.
Yeah. And remember
about it. So
I remember as a kid, you fall over and you cry, and your dad says, "All right,
get
quit
up,
crying.
Get up. Walk
rub
it,
some dirt.
Walk
on
it off."
It.
All right.
Yeah. That's from very young age.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.